Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. We're glad you're with us. Daniel Stewart's with us today, our baseball analyst. We're going to be talking Southern Miss baseball here in just a moment. I know that comes as a surprise to many of you that listen to the show. Claire Ginder is a member of the Lady Eagle softball team. We're going to have that young lady from Lithia, Florida, on the show a little later in the program. Opening segment sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to eat dinner tonight or cater your next Southern Miss event. Daniel Stewart joins us every Tuesday. And, well, Daniel, these are fun Tuesdays when the team goes 4-0 and bolts up to number 13 in the national rankings, right?
Oh, yeah, we can be real optimistic on these kind of Tuesdays. I'm always scared of seeing us ranked really high. I think we're very deserving of it, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to get on the radar too much just yet.
Yeah.
Guys,
and Daniel, you know this better than us because you played the game. I know nothing is a given, but, man, I look down the schedule upcoming. And I look at the conference games that are in front of them, and I look at tonight's game and two games against Tulane. This team has put itself in a really, really good position. We talked a lot about how tough the opening month of the schedule was going to be, but my heavens, to come out with this kind of record, the coaching staff has to be pretty happy with the first month of the year.
Oh, I agree. That was a big question. How are we going to perform out of the gate? And I think we've proven that we're going to do well. Obviously, there's some areas to get cleaned up, but it doesn't get much easier. You look at our conference schedule. I mean, the Sun Belt is a strong baseball conference. Our midweeks have been tough. You got a team like Nichols. Nichols beat us last year. I don't think their record or rank or RPI is too good this year. But at the same time, those guys from that part of Louisiana, they're going to be gritty. They're going to be tough. They're going to fight. So it's not a game that we can just take for granted tonight.
Golden Eagles have a lot of momentum. They've won 9 of their last 10 games going into the contest. That's got to help, right?
Well, anytime you get positive momentum, you get a little bit more confidence as a team. You carry that kind of momentum into a game, it obviously definitely will help. And the coaches are going to kind of keep those emotions tempered. Like we've always said, that they preach never too high, never too low. Grind it out. And I think we're just hitting our stride.
Let me throw a stat at you. Outfielder Jake Cook hitting .480, number 4 in the country, 11-game hitting streak, has seen him have 5 3-hit games and 2 4-hit games during that stretch.
I mean, we were talking about it over the weekend, and it's just kind of like he's done it without a lot of notice, I think. You kind of, he's 3-for-5. Okay, that's good. Well, now he's, 3-for-4, and next thing you know, he's number 7-6 maybe in the country in batting average. But the guy can just flat out.
Well, he's
run.
Now up to 4.
Is he 4?
Nope.
Yeah.
As of this morning.
Doesn't strike out a lot. Doesn't swing at bad pitches. He's a lefty. He's fast. He's already on the first base side. He's run out a lot of ground balls, kind of like McIntyre did last year. But man, what a fun guy to watch play.
Yeah, Kelly, he's got the kind of speed you had back at Iowa State, I'm told.
I think somebody was mistaken. I think you were not on the text chain, Bob.
Well, apparently I was the only person not on the text chain, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it from the testimony today. But But the reason that the Cook has kind of been unheralded is because he's the new kid on the block.
He is. He is.
Nobody really knows anything about him. If he continues to play like this, and I hate to say something like this, but
I know where you're going.
Continues to stay at Southern Miss, he'll be the Carson Pato and I mean, everybody will know.
Well, it's
who
almost
he is.
Like I hope he does great, but not too good.
Right.
You know, we don't want him to get transferred out or go pro, get drafted. I mean, obviously, we're saying that kind of tongue in cheek, but
right. But it is the world we live in.
That
today.
That is the world we live in, where you know that kind of performance. You know, you might have some coaches out there come after you. They're not supposed to do that, but might get some dollars thrown at him from the pro draft or other collegiate teams. But in the world we live in, we just need to appreciate it with the Golden Eagles right now.
And if I could veer off the main highway for just a second, talking about money thrown at people, it's getting to be where you better have invested well in the stock market just to go to some of these midweek games.
Yeah.
I mean, last week up in Jackson, what were tickets against Ole Miss? $50?
Yeah,
I think so.
$40 tonight down on the coast. You throw in dinner, you throw in parking. That's,
you know, you got to think some of these venues are probably trying to pay the bills, because I think, you know, obviously Trustmark Parks had the Braves move out. Probably not cheap to open the doors, put the lights on, pay the people that are there. So they're probably trying to make some of that back.
But in a way, and again, the world we're living in, athletic departments have a way of setting you up for that too, where a parking pass 3 years ago might have been X amount. Well, now it's three times that amount.
Yeah.
Because like winning, and people want to be a part of it, and why not strike while the iron's hot?
Old supply and demand. You know,
that's right.
It's in demand. It's going to demand a higher price.
I have said, Daniel, that one of the pushback that I get when talking Southern Miss baseball is I contend that by the time the season is over, now that's the precursor to this.
Okay.
By the time the season is over, I think this pitching staff, even in the bullpen, will be as deep and as accomplished as. And I know you go back to 22 and all these other great teams, but I think this bullpen can be, if not the best, one of the top three ever.
I agree. I think they still
do. You
have
really?
No, I honestly do.
Okay.
And I look at guys like McCarty English, who has the talent, but just for some reason can't nail down what it is that's keeping him from being great.
Yeah, he's got the yips.
Yeah. So, and you know, like Landon Payne. Mm-hmm. Landon Payne came out, you know, the Wild Thing song against Mississippi State, shut him down. He's had some issues since then. We know what they're capable of. There's just something, I don't know if it's a mental block, whatever it is. Fortunately, we're a third of the way through the season now. I think if the guys like that can get it dialed in, and where everybody we run out there is lights out, which I think they have the potential to be, maybe not so much as Colby Allen, but almost, you know, we're not worried about walks, we're not worried about wild pitches, we're getting the guys shut down with everybody we run out there.
I think what a lot of people forget, Bob, is that they think, well, preseason is when you do all your practicing, and that's when then you're done. You're done getting better, you play the game. But this Southern Miss program over the years has a track record of not just being good when they start, but they get better as the season goes on, particularly the pitching staff. So there's still pitching learning that's going on, and truly they're all pitchers now, but it used to be where throwers could be developed into pitchers, but it wasn't until the end of the year.
Well, there's a big problem. I'm going to get y'all's opinion. The team is only hitting, as a team, 300. They've only hit 53 doubles and 34 home runs. They only hit 47 base hits in the last weekend series. Clearly, Travis Creel has to go.
I mean, it's evident, right? only those numbers right now. We've said it. This team, you know, kind of the question mark years past is, are we going to be able to hit? Are we going to be able to hit with power? I've said for a while, Carson Pato had a great freshman year, kind of anticipated him projecting a little bit better, but he's gotten that curve where he needs to be as a senior. I mean, he's crushing it. Cook's hitting the ball well. Tucker Stockman, I think we finally found our catcher, batting
411.
Monaster had a drought, but he kind of came out of it this weekend. Those top core guys are really, really carrying the weight right now.
And Stockman is a perfect example of continuing to work and get better, because he wasn't great at the beginning of the year. I mean, he struggled, right? The whole behind-the-plate situation was the big question. But now, that seems like eons ago. He's gotten much better and has plugged himself
in. I mean, it goes with any position, whether you're a pitcher, position player, or hitters. When you have some success, that only builds your confidence. And you're just like, hey, I just figured out what works. I'm going to keep doing what works. And Tucker Stottman's obviously figured out what works because, I mean, he's hitting the ball hard. He's playing great behind the plate. And, you know, that question mark is who's going to be our catcher, you know, is happy to finally say, I think we've got our guy.
And when it comes to conference play, I have seen really good Southern Miss teams finish not as high as they'd like. And I've seen some marginal to above average teams finish in first. Where I'm going with this is it's not necessarily what you have lots of times. It's what do the other teams in the league have, right?
That's true.
You could win the league with maybe not your best team, or you could finish third with a really good team.
Well, and also we've seen when do you get hot? You know, did you get hot at the beginning of the year and fizzle out, or did you play well? Kind of like alluding to what you said a second ago, we played okay, then we play really well at the end of the year. And that's the kind of team you want to have, team that only gets better throughout the year.
And I think consistency, though, he'd love for the Eagles to play like they're playing now all the way through.
If they keep getting better, look out.
Oh, absolutely. Right?
If they keep getting better, look out. All right, well, tonight, Nickel State stands in the way of the Golden Eagles down in Biloxi. We're going to talk a little bit more about that baseball game, that matchup, and Daniel can tell us, how do you approach a midweek game against a team on paper you should beat after you've had a great weekend series? That's next on the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of the program, campusbookmart.net, as we continue to broadcast from the Southern Bancorp studio in beautiful Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Don't forget about MCS Home Center, the newest home center in the Pine Belt. Located in Bellevue on Highway 98 West, they've got everything you need to work on your home, your business, your lawn, your garden. It's a locally owned store. It's beautiful inside. It really is pretty. And they got a great staff of local people eager to help you at MCS Home Center here in Hattiesburg. And Daniel Stewart, as a vice president of a local bank, you're always happy to see new businesses like MCS Home Center opening, aren't you?
Absolutely. That means that the economy and local environment for business is healthy, so it's always good.
All right, Daniel, Golden Eagles on the road tonight against a team, but if you look at it on paper, you think, oh, here's an easy one for the Eagles. Nicholls State, they did beat Southern Miss last year, but I think circumstances were a lot different. Would the Eagles just keep doing the status quo and things should be good?
Yeah, well, yes. You call it status quo, call it, you know, the routine, whatever it is. The coaches are going to have them prepared and forewarn them to not get too relaxed. Don't go into this tonight's game looking forward to the weekend. Prepare just like you were playing Ole Miss, Mississippi State, the Vaqueros, I think, is a couple weekends ago.
The Vaqueros.
You got to prepare for every game, no matter who you're playing, the same exact way, with the same intensity, with the same determination, no matter who you're playing.
Yeah. Baseball, more than any other sport, is the one where a team that overall isn't as good wins more often than in any other sport.
Yeah.
Because if you get a hurler out there, if you have a pitcher that's on, and you just can't figure him out.
Yeah.
You don't have to. There doesn't have to be great around him. You have a chance to win that game.
I mean, you see it quite a bit where one good pitcher on a lackluster team can really sway the outcome. One person, one game, nine guys on the field, but one guy's controlling the game. Yeah, it happens a lot.
Who do you like the most right now, pitching wise, on the team?
Oh gosh, man, the easy answer is Colby Allen, just because he's so fun to watch. You know, you kind of feel the momentum swinging to the other team. We pull our starter, or like in the – I forgot who he came in after, had a couple walks, and just, boom, shuts them down. So that's really, really fun to watch. You know, Middleton's fun. You know, he's still pumping it up 95, 96. Had a little bit of control issues the other night and maybe wasn't as dominating as I think he might have wanted to be. Only had four strikeouts, but got out of there with a win, and that's what's most important. But, yeah, I really like watching Colby.
You and I exchanged a message against the Ole Miss game the other night. We were a little surprised to see Colby come in.
Yeah.
And then he comes back in and saves the day again this weekend. Could we see him tonight, or does he need to rest?
You know, I think in a perfect world he needs to rest. But I can't say that if the game comes down, if we're in the seventh inning and Nichols has got, you know, man on first and second, one out, and our pitcher's starting to struggle, it wouldn't surprise me one bit to see Colby come in. And that's kind of a difference this year than last year. It's a feeling of last year getting the pitcher's experience. This year it's like, hey, we're trying to win these midweek games a little bit more than last year. And maybe that's not what's going on, but as a fan watching the game, it feels that way.
And ideally,
I get that feeling.
Yeah.
And ideally, you don't want Colby to have to be the only guy that can do that.
You don't.
And when you look at this pitching roster, he doesn't have to be that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, in the major leagues, a guy's got, you know, 68 saves or whatever these ridiculous numbers are. Well, it's only because the rest of the guys are crappy.
Yeah.
Because he's all they got.
Yeah.
Not on this team. No. I mean, it's good to know that he can step in there and do that. But when you look at this roster, man, any one of these guys can.
Well, the shocking thing, too, is, I mean, he pitched five innings weekend before last. Brought him in for Sibley pretty early. So he can put in five innings or he can throw one inning. Mm-hmm. And he can throw consecutive nights. So he's very, very versatile that way.
I think one of the magic number with him is about 20 pitches, ideally.
I think
in a relief situation,
he threw
obviously
2.2 innings this past weekend through 44 pitches, I believe. So, you know, that's kind of somewhere between 30 and 50.
Yeah. We have ordered a special insulated damage proof sleeve for his arm. We're waiting on it. We're going to deliver it to practice. And
good.
You don't want to see Colby Allen get injured, do you?
No.
I didn't like to bring that up, but that would be quite the blow.
But you do think about it. I mean, has a guy ever been, I mean, maybe a Tanner Hall, Nick Salen, has a guy ever been more valuable to a staff than Colby Allen? Yeah, I don't know.
When you look at the history of this roster, of the Southern Miss baseball program, I have noticed that, and I don't have any skin in this game, but since Coach Makavica has taken over the strength and conditioning, there have been very few comparatively injuries under his leadership than there have been other. Now, that could totally be coincidence. I don't think it is necessarily, because I think that's one part of the game, regardless of the sport, that kind of gets swept under the rug, but these days so important is strength and conditioning.
Well, you know, I remember when I played, you know, we had a routine. We ran, we iced our arms, we stretched. That was about it.
But you did it. You didn't have somebody, you know, telling you exactly.
We did not. There was no strength. I think Coach Burrows was our strength and conditioning coach meeting us at the gym, you know.
And he's on page 7 of a book somewhere.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So a lot of that was done on our own. And the, I don't want to call it technology, but just the advances made now that we were not aware of 20 years ago. Things to do, things not to do. I think they still ice, they still stretch, but there's probably a lot of other core exercises you can do, mobility exercises, things that just take better care of your body now.
Because it's a grind.
It's a grind.
You know, and your body, it starts to take a toll on you. And look at, like, even basketball, it's considered a non-contact sport. Mm-hmm. But how many teams toward the end of the year, you can say, man, they're gassed.
Oh, yeah.
They're just worn out.
Yeah.
This is the 21st time the Golden Eagles have played at the facility down in Biloxi. They're 14-6 all time there. Three conference USA tournaments down there. The Golden Eagles won two of them and lost in the championship game of the third one.
Yeah.
This has been a friendly confine, and I would think from a player standpoint, it's kind of fun to get to go somewhere different like that during the week, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's still probably going to have very much a home game atmosphere
because right.
we're going to travel really well. But, you know, a different venue, bigger stadium. You got the Beau Rivage sitting right back there in the view or at the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does. It's definitely nice to get a change of scenery every now and then.
Nicholls is kind of a cool team to play, too, because they don't have visual signals. The coach just talks in Cajun, and third, you can't understand what he's saying anyways. So they just pretty much shout out what they're going to do, right?
Center, you gonna give me a credit card so my wife and I can enjoy the buffet now, down at the
– It's called a player's card,
at
Bob.
The casino before the game tonight.
And nobody's a player like I am. So
Boy, there's an understatement.
I'll get it
There's
to
a big understatement. He's a player in the ATL, Daniel, in case you didn't realize
the
that.
The Spotted Trotter. I haven't been at the Spotted Trotter for a while.
In the
ATL.
Never mind. I don't want to know. Okay. I don't want to know what kind of – you don't either, do
no,
you,
I don't.
If you want a list of all the buffets, though, I got those for you, Dan,
okay.
down on the coast. So.
So how you feeling about all this? You got to be feeling pretty good, right?
Yeah. Being a former player and, you know, being, you know, part of the tradition.
Sure.
It really is special. And now – with ESPN Plus, ESPN 3, you know, you don't have to listen to the radio. I can watch the games that are away that you can't
every
get
game.
To. So it's so much fun being a Golden Eagle baseball fan.
I think what's looking up too is, and again, this is early still, but I don't think that South Al is going to be the juggernaut that a lot of people thought they were going to be. Texas State was being talked about mm-hmm. as one of the teams to watch. They're off to a really slow start.
Yeah,
I think, you know, Troy, Louisiana might be a little better. Than people thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
But Troy, Southern Miss, and you know Troy and Coastal. Yeah, they battled each other last weekend. What I'm saying is I think so far this Southern Miss team is clearly, and I think they're clearly better, a step ahead of everybody else in the league right now.
Yeah, I think so. We've got to maintain the pace of play or the performance that we've got right now. Because Troy and Coastal, I've watched some of their games.
Now they're okay.
They're okay. But they're going to be good. And it's good to see, you know, Coastal won a national championship It was 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that program's got some success. Troy, I don't know really it does, but they're seeing some success now. So, you know, they've got talent. And, of course, we do, too. So these games are going to be really, really important, really fun to watch. And, I feel really good about
it. Well, forgive me for bringing this up, Daniel, but is it too early to throw out those letters CWS?
Well, I may or may not have a hold on a hotel in Omaha. But
I may or may not, too. What a coincidence.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Omaha had a Motel 6, Bob. But.
It is. You can leave the lights on. In fact, it's on for me right now.
Okay.
They're just waiting for me to show up.
Because I know you're not going to spring for anything more than the Motel 6.
Well, I'm scared of that jinx, though. You know, you get too optimistic.
Sure.
Yeah, but, forgive me for bringing it up.
Oh, no. But I think it's possible.
And let me tell you something. Coaches would rather you be talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Then about this thing's over in 3 weeks and let's book the condo in Gulf Shores.
Oh, absolutely.
Like football.
You said it, I didn't. But I'm just saying, it's good to have those expectations. It helps the guys stay sharp, too.
Absolutely.
Always fun, Daniel. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Daniel Stewart, everybody, from Southern Bank Corp. And you're welcome, of course, to stick around. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or everyone but Kelly can ask Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. You can check them out 7 days a week. Be a good place to catch the ball game tonight if you're not going down to the coast. I'm going because Kelly's giving me his credit card. But if you're not going to get to go, then I would suggest you watch it at 4th Street Bar and Grill.
And 4th Street Bar and Grill very soon, Bob, is going to be starting with live music, something they've never done before, but live music on its way to 4th Street Bar and Grill.
There we go. Mo Baby and Yay Company is another great stop. That's where you'll get great desserts and hot and cold coffees, lots of good drinks, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. You can check out their Facebook page. Daniel Stewart will rejoin us here and may have a couple of questions here for our next guest, Claire Gender, who is a member of the Lady Eagle softball team by way of Texas State University. And Claire, we're delighted to have you on the show. You told me off the air you've never done a radio interview or had a root canal, so today's a good start for you, right?
Apparently.
I like that.
Now you come to Southern Miss from Texas State. You're a grad student, Claire. You're playing shortstop for the Lady Eagles. You could have walked, really, as a grad student. What made you decide to come to Southern Miss and give it one more shot?
Yes, sir. So my senior year, I actually had an injury. I tore the tricep tendon in my glove arm, actually. And I was honestly ready to kind of give it up, walk away, and just get my master's, maybe be a GA somewhere. But I felt that was called to, you know, finish my career on my terms. God called me to do that, and so I put my name in the transfer portal, and Southern Miss came calling. I came out here, and I just loved it.
What are they like? Of course, being the shortstop, you're the leader of the infield. What did Coach Poole like particularly about their skill set, things you guys have talked about?
She liked the way that I kind of helped keep the pitchers under control. I like to say I have a pretty good softball IQ and know what I do well defensively, and I can keep the experience that I've had and kind of project that with everybody else.
You guys have been playing well, especially well lately, after what some people would deem a slow start. But when I talk to them, I'll say, hey, did you look at their schedule, for heaven's sakes? Did you see who they were playing? I don't know that I would call that a slow start if you just look at the record, because you guys played some brutally good teams. But now as you get into conference play, things are rocking and rolling a whole lot better. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, the record honestly doesn't really speak for the body of work that we had, I feel like. It was a slower start. I mean, we could have done better against some of the other teams, but playing the big competition that we were, like, that's a lot harder than just playing someone in your conference when you're playing a bunch of top 25 SEC teams, all that. It really helps you when you get into conference because, you know, you're playing up to this level that maybe we're not used to, and so it just allows us to figure out what's working, what's not, and just take advantage of those learning opportunities once we finally get into conference play.
Well, you won a series last weekend in conference. This weekend, South Al, the competition. And does anybody, Claire Gender, like South Alabama? We don't on this
not
show.
Not that I've heard.
Wow. Well, Daniel, she's
that
fitting
makes
right
four
in.
Of us
yeah.
Wow.
She's fitting
she
right in.
She catches on quick.
Yeah,
no question. Claire, you're from Lithia, Florida, and you started out your career back in 21 at Furman, and then you went out to Texas State. It takes a lot of courage to be that young and get that far away from home. What in the world led you as far away from Lithia, Florida, as Texas State University?
Well, transfer portal again. My freshman year wasn't the best experience. I had some great teammates, but at the end of the day, it wasn't for me. So I took that risk of entering the transfer portal and kind of see what opportunities came to me. When it comes to transferring, a lot of it is a feeling. Like, you got to kind of take that jump, take that risk, and be willing to accept change. I grew up in a Marine Corps family, so I was used to moving around, going to new places. So change wasn't anything that necessarily scared me. But I'm a little closer to home now. I'm about 9 hours, which may not seem very close, but it's driving distance. So my parents have gotten to come to a lot more games than when I was at Texas State.
Right, but that's a long way, and that does take a lot of courage for someone your age. Is your dad a Marine?
Yes, sir. He retired back in 2018, I think, did 20 years in the mm-hmm. Corps, and now my older brother is a Marine.
Oh, so you grew up with real soft men in your family, real...
Oh, no.
No, I'm thinking maybe the opposite, and I'm thinking maybe that's where that courage to go all the way across the country by yourself may have come from, with that dad, right?
That and my mom, who took care of us during all the deployments and all the moves.
Exactly, like, dear.
They were both right there and a great support system that I have to encourage me to make the choice that I felt was best.
Well, that's right. And everybody should remember, if you've never had military in your family, the folks that stay home have every bit as tough a job as the people who are deployed. Am I right about that, Claire?
That's absolutely correct.
All right, Claire, you got Mississippi State coming to town tomorrow night. As of yesterday, there were like 50 tickets left for this game. The softball complex is going to be hopping tomorrow night when Mississippi State comes to town. I know it's just a quote-unquote another game on the schedule, but it's not really, is it, Claire?
No, I'm pretty new to the Mississippi rivalries, but I did have my fair share of Texas rivalries for the past couple of years. So when you have those big schools coming to your house, like, you may not be on paper expected to win, but that doesn't mean it's not going to be a great game.
And I want to salute her parents too, because any family that raises their children to hate South Alabama are truly...
I think she developed that probably when she got here, if I'm just guessing.
You think so?
I'm guessing.
Probably so.
Those are great Americans, though, teaching their kids to
Claire, you guys got off to... we talked about the difficulty of your schedule, but you've really started to come along now. I know. So I guess the confidence level must be high. What do you hear your teammates talking about? What are the goals you ladies have now set the rest of the year?
We've got, obviously, your numerical goals about batting average, fielding percentage, number of wins. But at the end of the day, like, came together and decided, like, you know, we're playing for each other. We've got 12 seniors, a lot of last year's last chances here. And, you know, we want to go out, have a good time, hit the ball hard, and make some good plays at the end of the day.
And are you doing more of that now that has enriched the win-loss record here as of late? Or was it just a matter of you were doing it early in the year, you're just playing really tough teams?
A little bit of both. I think we've started to get more clutch hits, more clutch plays in certain situations. The tough teams, it's obviously hard to tell, but once you start playing in conference and you start getting a little bit more comfortable with who you're playing around, I mean, we had 15 new people on the team this year. So a lot of it does have to deal with, you know, trusting one another and being willing to play for one another.
Coach Poole, when she came here, said the biggest thing she wanted to get accomplished was to redevelop the culture. And she seems to be a very spiritual person that is strong in her faith. And how would you describe her coaching style?
I mean, I think, you know, she believes in us and she wants us to be successful. And, you know, they try their best to put us in the position to be successful for these games. But a lot of it, I feel like, you know, she leaves to us as a team, because if you're not going to play for each other, who are you really going to play for? And so just, you know, being able to hold each other accountable and work hard in that way, so that once we get on the field, like, we're not reliant on somebody telling us what to do.
Claire, this is Daniel. The other night I was watching, I think it was ESPN, and one of the Tennessee pitchers said she broke a speed record, I think 78, but it was like equivalent to 110 from a baseball. And, you know, you see a lot of times they'll put baseball players up to the softball pitchers, and the baseball players don't have a chance. So as a former baseball player, what do you think makes it so difficult, and how is it different hitting a softball versus hitting a baseball?
Well, I've actually stood in for a couple live at-bats before, and I've stood in for my brothers who are pitchers as well. I think a big part of it is arm angle and just the way the ball comes out of the hand. You got baseball players, you'll get it over the top. Sometimes it looks like it's from behind you. Sometimes it's under with your submariners. But softball, it all kind of comes from the same angle. And sometimes they're closer, with depending on their height. But you got a ball that's going to rise up, drop, curve, screw, any of that. It's just, it's a little more deceptive, I feel like, sometimes coming from the same slot versus baseball. You got a different angles.
Yeah, because when you look at it, Daniel, there's no such thing in baseball that I know of as a rise ball.
No.
But there is in softball, and it's obviously the way they grip it or whatever. But tell us, what do we know about this South Alabama team, Clerk, this weekend?
Honestly, I know that they had a rough weekend this past time against Georgia State.
Oh, good.
You don't usually see Georgia State, right. You don't usually see Georgia State winning a lot of conference games, but, you know, sometimes when teams come off a rough weekend, like, they're either going one of two ways. They're still down or they're coming for blood. So, I mean, we just got to go in and play our game, not really worry about what they're trying to do on the other side of the ball. Like, we got to focus on us.
There you go. Claire, we appreciate you being on the show. I was reading your bio here. No wonder you're a tough young lady. Not only is her dad a Marine, you have four brothers. You're the only girl in the family. You had to be tough to survive, didn't you, Claire?
Of course I did.
Maybe spoiled a little bit, Claire, maybe?
To an extent, but, you know, it comes with the territory.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, best of luck, and thank you very much for being on the show, young lady. We enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you for having me.
Our Guinder, everybody. Four brothers and a father who was a Marine. My word.
Starting shortstop for the Lady Eagles.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Travis Creel on the radio program tomorrow, as he is every Wednesday. We'll be reviewing tonight's game down in beautiful Biloxi. It's going to be a great night for baseball. First pitch, 6 o'clock, and looking forward to being down there enjoying that great atmosphere. DBAT sponsors this segment of the show, DBAT on Hardy Street, where you can go for all your baseball and softball training. Just a great place to take kids of every age, and DBAT can take care of you. They got a great gift shop as well, and they got classes, and they've got camps, and all sorts of things to make your baseball and softball players the best they can be. Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are the finest on the road today, and we encourage you to visit their all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. News and notes, Kelly.
Yeah, before I get to those, Bob, just when you go to the coast tonight, tell them 24 Red says hello, okay?
Yeah, don't forget that card, and I need that number, that little three-digit number that they put on the back.
For you, Bob, anything.
You heard that, Daniel.
But people thought my nickname of 24 Red came from my favorite number on the roulette wheel.
Here we go.
Not, however. It's the color of my eyes after playing a one-day straight, playing blackjack for a full day. Is this mic on? Yeah, anyway, yeah, sorry about that.
There we go.
All right, there's news and notes out of the Sun Belt Conference. Arkansas State basketball coach Brian Hodson has accepted the head coaching position at South Florida. So he moves on. Arkansas State, of course, battling for the title this year and getting some postseason play. But Brian Hodson is leaving Arkansas State, headed to South Florida. McNeese State coach Will Wade, who had ties to LSU before that, and remember, nobody would take a chance on him. He got hired at McNeese State, put the Cowboys into the NCAA tournament. He's headed to North Carolina State as his redemption tour begins. And we talk about Will Wade getting a second chance from LSU. Well, there are rumors that another coach that Southern Miss fans are familiar with may be looking for a redemption tour in Division I, and there's talk that Donnie Tindall is one of the people that McNeese State might want to talk to. So we'll keep our eyes on that one for sure as to how that develops, because his no-show clause is done now. But his Chipola team, his Chipola Junior College team playing in the national tournament this week, which I think each of the past 5 years they've played in the national tournament. So we'll keep an eye on Donnie Tindall. But that's the latest in news and notes besides softball and baseball. Things kind of winding down in the Black and Gold Nation, Bob.
Yep. Well, basketball's about over now. I guess how many teams are left? I don't even know.
No. 16.
That far?
Sweet 16 coming weekend. Okay. And Hotty Toddy's one of them.
I did know that.
No, it's got to be the final 32, right?
No. You've
had two rounds.
64 on Thursday, and then you got that. There were 64 teams. That got you to 32. And then those finals were on Saturday and Sunday. That gets you down to 16.
Oh, see, he went to Iowa State. I went to USM.
Yeah, who got obliterated by Ole Miss, by the way.
That's shameful.
It was the worst game. Not taking anything away from Ole Miss. They played great, man. They made just about, I think they shot 70% at one point in the second half. Mm-hmm. They were draining everything. Iowa State had just a bad game, worst game they've played in 3 years, and you can't have one of those in the NCAA tournament. But part of that is because Ole Miss forced them to have a bad game.
Yeah. All right, fellas, do we know anything about Nicholls State baseball?
I don't know.
A regional team last year.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is what you know just by knowing who they are. They're going to be a bunch of good, gritty, probably Louisiana-based baseball players. They're going to play us hard. They're going to be, you know, pretty talented as well. So it's a team we can't lay down on.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too. Tell me if I'm wrong or if I'm just biased here. If you're a baseball player for Nicholls State, it's a big deal if you can beat Southern Miss.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm happy that we're in that position to be that team for some of these guys. But, you know, their conference schedule is not like ours. Their midweek schedule is not like ours. So we are probably one of the bigger teams they're going to play this year. So, yeah, if they come out of MGM, rather, with a win against us, that's a very big deal to them.
The field down there in Thibodeau is called the Didier Field. And I remember Southern Miss and them playing down there, and I was there covering it. And I'm on my way back from Thibodeau, and there was a fresh fish shop, and there's a guy in there with his waders on, and he had the hose, and he was watering everything down. I said, "If you got grouper?" And he says, "Mister, I got grouper." I see you got shrimp. "Yeah, mister, I got shrimp." I said, "You got any mullet?" "Yeah, mister, I got mullet." I said, "If you," and he stopped me. He said, "Mister, if it's swim, I got it." And just about everything that does swim.
You saying they eat good down there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm betting they do.
No fresher fish than in Thibodeau, Louisiana.
Yeah. Mm. All right, what's your word of advice to the baseball team if you were given the pregame speech tonight, Daniel?
Don't underestimate who you're playing. You know, treat this game just like you would play any other, as you would if you were playing any other opponent. And I think if they do that, and that's very simple, that's very basic, but if they do that, things are going to work out just fine.
Yeah, you hear golfers all the time say, "I'm not playing the rest of the field.
Sure.
I'm playing the course, and I'm playing myself."
And that's what we hear Oz, and we heard Scott Barry say, "We play against the game of baseball. We really don't care what jerseys are on the other mm-hmm. side."
That's true.
Unless there's a guy on the other side that does really, really well, and then we might want to have a chat with him.
Because
we know other schools have done that to our guys.
All right, true. Hopefully good showing for the Eagles tonight, man. They're riding high, 13th in the country, and a 9 out of 10 their last games they've won. Looking to make it 10 out of 11 tonight. We'll talk to Travis Creel all about it tomorrow. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.